Here we go with a What's Your Beef biography edition of America's Hot Barn Report, blasting out coast to coast and border to border. Welcome aboard Seth Weishar, prolific bull sale auctioneer and new owner, or I should say co-owner, of Bowman Livestock. Seth, as is our tradition on the Hot Barn Report, what's your favorite cut of steak, sir, and how do you take it?
Well, I love anything that's related to agriculture, so every day I get to eat roast beef at all these bull sales, so whatever they're serving, it's awful good.
So you would take roast beef over a steak?
Where's the beef?
Yeah.
I seem to like all of it. Get a lot of potato salad, too.
Oh, I'll bet. I'll bet. Seth, we see you at bull sales all across the Beef Belt. How many sales do you reckon you call a year?
You know, that's a tough one. I sell pretty much January's full, February, March, and April, a few into May, and some in November, December. I don't know. I suppose there's probably over 100.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you do a great job, too, by the way. Always keep the crowd into it and the numbers up. Tell us about the process of putting together a big production sale like a Linscove's LT Ranch or maybe an Edgar Brothers. When do you start prepping for these?
You know, honestly, the Linscove's, Edgar Brothers, they do so much, and so many others, but they do so much marketing throughout the year and so much customer service that it's probably not as much as you think, because they work so hard 365 days a year to bring that one day together. So
absolutely. And you told me off mic that you have as much fun at small sales in the middle of the Sandhills as you do these big ones like Linscove's.
Yeah, I think just all of them, it's kind of like a new movie every day. It's a different picture. That's what's fun about it. Agriculture is so diversified, but then there's one common denominator, just really good people and with the same goal.
Absolutely. You nailed it. How does this year compare to last year as far as prices at sales?
You know, there's a real difference. Some had really great sales last year and maybe some didn't. And this year they're all pretty good. So anywhere from $500 to as much as $3,000 higher this year.
Nice. Now we understand that you are partnered up on the sale barn in Bowman, North Dakota. What's the scoop on that? Tell us about the partnership.
Well, I partnered with Austin Snook, who's just really well-liked in that area. He's part owner with another guy in Buffalo, Wyoming. And then a friend that I've had for a long time, Bert Schneegard. We went to high school together there in Buffalo, South Dakota. And he's got a really good order buying business and just thought it'd be kind of nice to be part of something in an area that's got a lot of good cattle.
Absolutely. And, right in the corner of Montana and the Dakotas and Wyoming there, got to be a lot of good cattle in that area.
Yeah, so many. And then my boys, I think, eventually will get into the business. It's nice to have something for them to have a start in, too.
Still doing a little roping, are you?
You know, I don't rope as much, but my kids still, they like it a lot, and they always messing with a horse or going to a few ropings.
I like it. Runs in the family, right? Seth Weishar, auctioneer, top-notch roper, and sale barn owner, thanks for being part of America's Hot Barn Report.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Troy County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mole Ridge Livestock, Okalava Livestock, Pressure Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Game over!